Blog Talk Radio.
The Tiger and Lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him victory again.
Shalom, Yashara. Let me turn it over to our host, Brother Dewar. Hey, Shalom, Brother Dewar, you on with us?
Shalom, Mark.
Hey, Shalom.
You hear me now, Brother Dewar?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Okay. Well, we're going to continue with our esoteric studies and the study of the mysteries of the history of secret societies, and how we do that is that we had to get some music off, Brother Drew. I was my mom is up, and I know she'll be listening, and I wanted that was the first song that she, that I learned, that she played for me on the piano, and I learned it. It was Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven in E-flat minor concert key. So that's a good song that you go out and get, because it brings peace and serenity to you when you listen to that song. It's Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven. And
okay.
I know Mama listened, so I just wanted her to know that her son still was sophisticated like her. You know, every now and then you have to be prim and proper. Well, all right, brother. Shema Yahweh, Yah Abin Yah Yikah Kamadi Yah. Secret societies, very unique subject that you have to know. We're going to deal with esoteric knowledge and not exoteric knowledge. Exoteric knowledge comes through secret societies. Esoteric knowledge began with a legend. But first, let's see where we get it out of the history that we're going to use. The Bible is a book wrote about the history of two nations of people that started 25,000 B.C. The history of these people, they were called Yehuda and Yasharal. In this language, it is Judah and Israel. Each one of them had a kingdom. Each one of them had kings. There was 21 kings and 19 kings in one kingdom, in each one of these kingdoms. The Bible is a history book of this nation of people that in present-day language we call them Jews. They are not Jews, but in this language we call them Jews. The language that we is the language of these people's cousins, which is known as the Germanic race of people in this present day in time. We're going to bring it from the past to the present of what we call these people. This is ethnology, the study of the origin of the word. That's what we're doing. That's all our studies is strictly esoteric. These people that you call Jews in today's society is these people that this Bible story is wrote of. The Bible give you an account of the history upon the six great empires. The first great empire was Babylon, Assyria, Syria, Persia, Greek, and Rome. This history tells you of the encounter of the people that these people met in the East, not in the West. We're talking Eastern history right now, of the East. These people met in the East, nations of people, and they gave an account of the nation of people that they met. They wrote a history of these people. Their cousins, Magog, Gog, and Tubal, which is the Germanic race of people in today's society, according to these Jews that wrote this history 2,500 years ago, in 2,500 B.C., that these people were, and their teaching was the evilest teaching and was with the esoteric knowledge of the Luciferians. They were the worshippers of Luciferian, the ancient serpent god called the Obadite god. This is what this Bible tells you in their history. This history got started. First, it was a legend, and the legend all over the world was the same because everybody, north, south, east, and west, four hemispheres, spoke the same language, and they were people of color. Up until 50 million BCs did another nation of people, who we know now as the Germanic race of people, come on earth. The Jews told us how they got here. According to their story, they came from another star and a galactical war. This is told to you at the sixth chapter of Genesis and how to get their history. The history of the legend, who was Yah, was the father, and Amon-Yah was the mother. Their history was based upon science and the 12 laws of nature, and they did not believe in God. This book tells you of the people and the descendants of these people, when they got to the Western Hemisphere. This book was wrote in the Eastern Hemisphere. This book speaks of a nation of people that would be taken into slavery, which was a seed of Abraham at a certain period of time by Magog, Gog, and Tubal, brought to the Western Hemisphere and enslaved for a period of time. And then they would come out of slavery, and due to the fact that they didn't know anything about them, that they did not know that they were the chosen people of this book, according to the story of these Jews, that we call Jews. And these Jews were not white Jews. They were colored, Semitic and Hamitic, as they have it in their book. They did tell you they was Hamites and Shemites and what descendants that they come from. They have a perfect record in the Bible of their story and their encounter of all the nation of people. When the legend became a mystery is when you see this nation of people that is called the Germanic race of people, the Caucasians that come out of the Caucasus Mountain, and they wasn't black people. They were a recessive gene that had mixed their seed with Magog and Gog and Tubal in the Caucasus Mountains. The Japheth's children had fled. Ashkenazi and Gomer, their children, which was Gomer was the first son of Japheth, and Ashkenazi was the first son of Gomer. They stayed with the Cushites and the Hamites, and they made it there. They still got in present-day time called Jews, but the original people that you call Jews in today's society were not a white nation of people. They was colored. I don't use that word black because there ain't no such race as some that's blue. True enough, when you get to the Ethiopians and some tribes, as I've traced the history of them, they look black, but they are not. So the word colored fits the description of it because they was Semitic and Hamitic nation of people. This is what your book tells you about. The history of Magog, Gog, and Tubal, which is the Caucasian race of people, versus the history of what the Jews have said about them. The history of Yasharon and Yehuda, which is Judah and Israel, gives you the story of this nation of people. This is Gomer's and Ashkenazi's children that wrote this book that called Bible that came over here from the east to the west. As the Masonic Lodge will tell you how did God come. God came from the east to the west because the west is the last country that the Luciferians had invaded, was the west. This is Hiya country. This is where all the gods gather for Hiya to judge. And it is that time right now. That's why you hear me talking. That time, all the gods from the east to the west came from the east, north, and the south to the west. They all here right now. They temples, their people, and their beliefs. And you have six other histories of the Hellenism people. And America is the seventh great empire of the people from hell, who you call Americans today, who changed their name May the 1st, 1776, from Anglo-Saxon to American. Your Bible tells you about these people. These are the children of Magog and Gog and Tubal, who was angels, Jutes, and Saxons in Britain. Their history is right there. I think the Jews. I know you by your real name, but since I'm talking to the people that don't know you by your real name, I think the Jews. I thank the Jews for preserving the history, putting it in a code book called the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, the Tanakh, and other religious books, and coding it up to this period in time. And they knew that over here in the West, that the people of Yah would finally come at a certain period of time, they tell you, and there would be no secret known to mankind that Yah's DNA would rise up, because Yah always come back into existence, because according to the history from the forefathers, this was the last hemisphere to be judged by Yah. Yah always judge you with the weather. He kill you niggas with the weather. He don't jive with you. He ain't coming out the sky to kill you. He ain't coming down here, period. He comes with the weather to kill out a whole bunch of people. They gave you, the Jews gave you how Yah had killed the people over there in the East. He gave you this. He gave you this history perfectly in the Bible, Quran, Torah, Tanakh, and any Bible of any religion is there for every race of people. The same damn story. Same one. Same. Just got twisted when it come to Christianity. Christianity is the religion of Lucifer, who is opposite of the teaching of Yah. That's the reason you live under grace from the laws of Yah when you're a Christian. Christianity is the only religion on earth as we speak today that live under grace from the laws of Yah. All other religions live under what Yah say, all but this American that lives here and the children of Magog and Gog and the ex-slave, which is called the African-American as we speak. You're the only one break the laws, Brother Rowe, and you busted Malcolm. Or the why you're in the prosecute children, dark complexion and white complexion, but right now with your history that the Jews done gave me, your history. And you shouldn't have talked to little nigga to read, because reading is comprehensive. And I thank my mama and all of my teachers who taught me how to read, and it starts in the home. When it became a mystery, and let's look up this word mystery. See, you don't understand when you read in the Bible what Paul was saying about the mystery of God and God's a mystery. You call mystery and don't even know the damn definition of mystery. Mystery comes from the Greek word muster, M-U-S-T-E-S. It means the initiate. It means closed eyes and closed lips. A mystery religion is a closed society with initiate rituals, secret procedures, and a private revelation of initiate. The term is applied to a number of religions in the Greek-Roman world, principally during the Hellenistic period, from about 300 B.C., when the political situation had changed, had the once proudly independent Greek city-states was pawns in a world of power, political and rule from Macedonia, Egypt, Syria, and Asia Minor. In the old city-state, religions and society had been tightly interwoven with poetry and the inheritance of one generation to another. And to provide stability, now men and women no longer trusted the old gods of the 3rd century B.C., the Athenians gave a Macedonian king by the name of Demetrius the Besieger the Parthenon from his palace, declaring him the one true god. This is a king. This is a man. Of the others were asleep, away or non-existent. In the mood of the people look for new gods, further psychologists, they turned in on themselves and sorted a religion of personal salvation. It was the teaching of the Hellenism age of Rome. This religion was called the Mysteries of Elysia, Write that down. I ain't going to explain it to you. I want you to do some homework. And when you do your homework, you'll know where Christianity came from, out of these mysteries of what is called Elysium, which is known as the Luciferian Lodge. Out of the mysteries came mythology of God. And there are 330,000 gods that we speak. You can go get the history of all the gods that has been on earth that the people have worshipped as God. So you'll understand who God is. God is the concept of an Anglo-Saxon. It is an Anglo-Saxon Germanic word, God is. That's where it gets original. People of color didn't worship gods because their first commandment told them, don't have no gods before them. Well, hell, that ain't God speaking. That's y'all telling your dark complexion, but don't worship other people gods. The Jews done told you that they believe only in the ways of Yah. They were the last people in the East that believed in these ways, and their religion and their ways and their story came and traveled from the East to the West. Still here, still the same damn story, still ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Ain't no such thing as something new. I know you think it's a new year coming up. January the 1st, 2014, B.C. Ask yourself this year, how come it was a 2014 B.C.? And when we go back into 2014 B.C., we'll see Alexander the Great in history, and we'll have a whole lot of history. How in the hell did time get started all over? Ask your ignorant time over, and now we are at B.C. How can you start time over? Time don't damn change. Time is this business. You get 24 hours, that's another day. You started time over, but in the book of Isaiah, it tells you about a wicked nation of people that would change time. Well, hell, we know who that is. That's a person that called himself an American. Who changed time? Dwight Eisenhower changed time. Time go up and time go back so he could play golf. Hell, you still believe time go up and time go back. Hell, that shit come in 57. I did a book report on it when I was in the seventh grade. That's when we had to do book reports. You don't know nothing about book reports. That's how I got my information there, because so you had to read the paragraphs and then you had to do a report on it, tell the key words. See, Miss Carrie did not play with you. She sent a message from your butt to your brain. Miss Sanders did not play with you. She sent a message from the butt to your brain. Miss Simon would not play with you. Miss Matthew, Miss Houston would not play with you. Them was my English teacher. They did not tell you something but once, and when you came to the class, you learned how to read from a book that the white boy in my hometown had 5 years. When a damn book that we had until after 1970 in Crockett, Texas, that a white man's child didn't have it for 5 years, because it ain't but 3,000 of us down there. We knew every cracker that was in town. I know what cracker's book I had to let me learn how to read, where I can learn the history of a lie that this cracker done told me. I thank the Jews for that. Now, when you go and read in the myth of Elysium, you will see the next Greek society was mythology. It's called mythology. You was told not to read mythology. Read the history of these Elysian so you understand that the teaching of the present day belief of Jesus up under three different doctrines called a Nicolaitan doctrine, you find in Revelation 2, up under the Apostolic Creed, Nicene Creed, and Tertullian Creed of the Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal Church of the West, up under the teaching of the High Church, Low Church, and Broad Church. That's what you're up under. This is what the present-day teaching of Jesus Christ, this is Luciferians. This is the Luciferians in its form. Then it became a religion. And at 4000 B.C., the first religion and history of a religion was with the Hindus. And it's called Hinduism. And out of Hinduism, at 2500 B.C., came Yehudaism. You call it Judaism. So thankful to Judaism, who is the teaching of Yah, and Hinduism was the teaching of the Luciferians and the gods, and the rest of religions that followed after those religions. And if you need to know that, I'll tell you the rest of those religions in the chronological order that followed after that was Zoroastrianism, and that's the religion of Babylonian and Persia in the present day. Those are present. Go read about it. Then Jainism at 600 B.C., Taoism at 600 B.C., Buddhism at 500 B.C., Confucianism at 500 B.C., Christianity at A.D. 4, Islam at A.D. 622, Sikhism at 1500, and then you have Voodoo, Hoodoo, and Ifa, and the indigenous religion that came into existence. You need to check the history out on that. So when you go into the history of religion, you'll understand how secret societies have moved. Now you understand when you read in the Bible about the mysteries, that what you call a religion in today's society started out as a mystery with esoteric and exoteric knowledge. All your religion started off that way. And the present-day religion that we got right now today is still that way, because you don't know a damn thing about what I'm talking about. There is no such thing as a secret society. A society is a group of people. A secret is knowledge that is hidden from the public. There are secrets that is in a society, which is esoteric and exoteric knowledge. But if you know esoteric knowledge, which is the knowledge that they learn by the initiated of these societies, there is no secret. Esoteric knowledge deals with the signs and symbols and numbers of that lodge that only the initiate know. That's that lodge. Now, it's not known to the public, it's not taught. If you have been conquered and captured by any one of these secret societies, you're up under their knowledge. All governments are a secret society that the people have no control or power over. Only the order has power and control. The only one who is the initiate, I call the Holy Trinity the secret society, is the first one, the Luciferians. The Luciferians' form of government is Hellaism. Their education, their religion, and their whole system is Hellaism as we speak today. This is the line with the eagle's wing and the dragon with the 10 big horns, that who used to be 12 big horns, that you find their government. Their government would be Democrat and Republic. Their signs are the eagle, the eye, and the pyramid. Their religion, Christianity. Where you find this form of order, now as their protocol, you find Lucifer's work of Sodom and Gomorrah in gear as we speak. The country that has these signs and symbols of the book of Daniel. The Jews put it in the book of Daniel upon the esoteric knowledge. These signs and symbols of how to recognize these nations of people that was evil. The book of Daniel, if you read in this Bible, that's the last book in the Bible of the truth of the people of Yah. when you study, you read at the 12th chapter and the 21st verse of Daniel, where this book was sealed up to a later date. This history would go no further than here till you see everything that was prophesied back in the back, starting with the children of Abraham in the 15th chapter of Genesis. You had to see all of this happen that is prophesied in these nations before you would see anything else. What you will see with what would be in the New Testament had wrote of what they call the Old Testament had prophesied about. The book was set up according to Masonic knowledge. How you trace it through then, you had to trace it then through signs and symbols. It tells about a lion with an eagle's feather had teamed up with that lion is Great Britain. The eagle's feather is America. The Americans is a Mongol crossbreed tribe of people that is mixed with the Jutes, the Angles, the Saxons. They were a Slavic and Teutonic, barbarian, Canaanite, pagan, heathen tribe that lived in Britain. These tribes, the Angles, conquered the Jews, and the Saxons conquered the Angles and named themselves Anglo-Saxons. After mixing their seed with their cousins, their aunts, their uncles, and brothers and sisters, May the 1st, 1776, these people renamed themselves Americans and called themselves We the People. While your dark complexion blood was on the plantation and most of the indigenous people over here was on the reservation, all but the Creek Nation was on the reservation. The Creeks and Olmec never signed a peace treaty with your white daddy, the Anglo-Saxon who done renamed himself. He waited 94 years before he let you become a black American in 1870 after they fit a wall between the Duncan Masons and the Scottish Rite Masons, and them Masons, which is a secret society, won over the Duncan Masons of the South. But the great sign and the great symbol was that the South shall return up under the Duncan Mason. Well, as we speak right now, the South has returned through the Democratic Party to the Duncan Mason. Now they own a place called America, who used to be a republic of the United States, because that's what the great seal of the United States of America up under the four-letter Masons of the Scottish Rite and the Duncan Masons are classified as three-letter Masons, which is some don't have the truth. One is ancient, one is free and accepted. And after when they became these mystery lodge upon the mystery and they got over here to America, one had the ancient knowledge and one is the free and accepted. That's the reason they became three-letter and four-letter. And that's the reason that the Jews don't send their children to no Goheen, as he called him, school. He don't send his children to those Goheen school. He got his own schools, his own colleges. He trained his new, because the Goheen, his religion and education and his way of life and his schools of thought is that of the Luciferians, the enlightened one of the people that object to the laws of the original one, which is that of Yah. These are facts. This is no fiction. So documentation beats BS conversation. The number one lodge that came through is the Lodge of Shemaiah. In Arabic, it would be Musa. In Hebrew, Yiddish, it would be Moshe. And this Lucifer and Canaanite language that we speak that's read from left to right, and all of those languages are read from right to left. The Jews told you you're going to be able to spot the Luciferians because, hell, they're going to be different from anybody else, brother. And the, through their language, you spot him. I thank the Jews for giving me the sign of how to spot the sucker. So in this language, he's called Moses. The leopard with the four heads and the stars of David, the Muslims and the Yehudas. Jew in this language, believing in the ways of Abraham. Their book, Torah, Tanakh, Quran, their government, Sharia law. Muslims call it, Jews call it the laws of Yah. But they are the same dietary laws. Out of the number, one large came when some Yehudas, who was Rosicrucians, Muslims, up under Moshe's protocol, who called themselves Jews, in 1489 met at an inn in England called Rothschild. And at the end of that meeting, the Rothschild protocol and orders became the today's chair spokesman man of the people of earth, because these orders of all the precious metal that the Goheens had said that was precious to him, but not precious to the Yahman, Rothschild banks, every country owes a debt from fighting a war with each other, that you had to mortgage your land in your countries, as we speak, to get more money for you to operate on. Only the Goheen nations was fighting wars, each with each other, and going into debt with Rothschild. The protocol of the learned elder of Zion is the key of knowledge and what is to come into existence in the future. The religion of Hellenism was called the world to look like Sodom and Gomorrah, to the point you don't have to be smart to see this history repeating itself. Protocol 4 says keep everything Masonic with the Goheen when you're tracing their history. The present-day belief of America come out of the Druids order, the Dresses order, the D-R-E-S-E-S order of belief. Go and get a book called Secret Societies by Nestor H. Webster. Out of all of my Secret Society book, this is has been the best one that breaks everything down and combine a whole lot of books and let you know the whole complete knowledge combined, where you have to buy a whole lot of books. They have consolidated it down into this book. It's called Secret Society and Subverse Moving by Nestor H. Webster. Get that book. It's a very key book. And you also need a Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion. If you can find it, I doubt if you can find it, the 1912, the one that they burnt. But if you can't find that, get you a protocol and you can see the mistakes in it. When we go and study the history of the Dressers, we understand a whole lot. I learned a whole lot from when I went back. I had studied this history, Brother Drew, about 20 and some years ago, but I knew so much about it, I just kicked it to the side. I already knew so much about it, and I didn't do a thorough and depth thing, but since I've been retired, I can go back and read to when I'm bored at the house, not playing music or studying music, I go back and do this. When I went back last week and got a hold of this, I saw something that I always been a mystery to me. I cleared up some. The Dresser's Order of Belief. The religion was started with the mysteries of Elysium. This is what I told you to go get. The mysteries of Elysium. Elusinian. And Pythagoria. Who's Pythagoria? If you can go up on the internet, get the Book of Pythagoras. Is the oldest book of Hellenism as we speak today. It's a very interesting book. Get that book. Yeah, I've been had that book quite some time, and I made copies for my class. And I don't know if you can go on the internet and find it. I haven't talked to the guys, but it's Pythagoria. It's called Pythagoras, the oldest book known to mankind. He was a initiate, a mistress of Isaac. You can read about that on his book in page 6. Next mystery is chronological order is the Kabbalah of the Yahawadah and Yasharal. You call them Jews in this language. That's Kabbalah. Some people say Kabbalah, but it's Kabbalah. Break it down in each symbol of word. This is why your Bible, you believe in the first 39 books called the Old Testament. He said he done hoodwinked you by making you believe that this was an Old Testament. This is what the Goheens, this is what the Jews told. If you could read, they sign and symbols in this book. They are telling you that the Goheens, these people that changed the book, they would change it and put an Old Testament that you live under grace from the law. From these laws, this is why a Gnostic Jew told a Goheen it was all right to live under grace from these laws of Yah. And that Gnostic Jew was a man that you love called Paul, which is the present-day religion of these Gnostic Jews. It's called the Paulinian, and all Christianity in the Western Hemisphere up under Paulinian teaching. And this is another way that you find out between what is right and what is wrong, which is the ways opposite of this white boy that you love, your white daddy, I call him. And you live up under grace from these laws, from your sins, and you didn't have to sacrifice. See, now, when that teaching came into existence, if you were to trace the history, they trick you by saying it was an Old Testament. The Old Testament, those 39 books, is the Torah and the Tanakh. The first five is called Torah. That's the first book of Judaism. The other 34 was called Tanakh. That equal to 27 books. The first 27 books. Then they added the 12 minor prophets to that Bible. It became 39 books. That 39 books became known as the Old Testament, and he got hoodwinked. He fooled you. Your white daddy fooled you right there. And then he told you that everything is said in there, we wrote a New Testament and got a God named Jesus, which is actually Zeus, which is, go through the teaching of the Elysians, you'll find out who Zeus was, because Zeus teaching became that of Mitra, and Mitra's teaching became that of Jesus Christ, under that title of Christ. And these are facts. Go read this,